there are some of you. Let's see. Did anybody understood what I just talked about in a nutshell? If you did, say amen. Is anybody? I'm not asking if it's a good sermon. I don't care anymore. I used to. I kind of do. I still got ego. But I'm going to, God knows, you'll deal with that. But listen, did any of you, like, in your spirit go, this is right. This is the core. I'm born to be a revolutionary. If you, I need to pray over you people. I don't know how to do this, because if you stay seated, then it's like you're saying, no, I'm not a revolutionary. I hate these moments and how awkward they are, but we're going to do them anyway. If you felt you felt a little spark in your spirit about the core of what we're saying, would you just stand up right where you are? And it's okay if you don't stand up. Don't lie. It's not like I'd preach a bad sermon. It may not. God's doing something else in you. Don't worry about it, okay? Well, that's a little more than I thought. So would you just extend your hands like this, or however you feel comfortable, and I'm going to pray, because you're missionaries to Wichita. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for the release of grace upon all those that stood here. I'm praying for a fresh commissioning in their lives. Lord, a fresh commissioning to be the revolutionaries that you've made them for this day. Not for their fame, but for your fame. Lord, I praise you for these forerunners that stand right now. And I pray, like John the Baptist, that they would be zealous, but they would be committed to decreasing while you increase. I mean, really deep in their heart. May they delight in decreasing and you increasing, in Jesus' name. Where a forerunner spirit that makes straight paths for the Lord be upon all these people that are standing right now. May you cause them to make straight paths for people that they encounter and for the church at large in the city. Set us free from all our props. Set us free from trying to build a controlled life of faith. There is no such thing. And so I just pray, Lord, for a gift of faith for everyone standing right now. I'm asking for a gift of faith. And I pray for, Lord, them to be able to trumpet a revolutionary message without a critical spirit. I'm going to pray it again, everybody. Please receive this. I pray that they could trumpet a revolutionary spirit without a critical spirit, Lord. A message would come forth out of them, and it wouldn't be judgmental. Cleanse my palate of that stuff. You've got no time for that. May we love the body of Christ. Yeah, I agree with Ronnie. Let us love the body of Christ like we've never loved her before. May we especially love those who don't see what we see. I've tended to be mad at them and angry. Lord, that's not good. That's not the kingdom. We want to love those that are struggling, and we want to serve the whole body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Can you all please be seated one more time? I'm going to inflict upon you two prophetic words given to me. And since you hang around with me, I'm going to do it. I'll do it really quick. Dennis Turner. Dennis called me. It was crazy. BTK. No, I'm kidding. Listen to me. Listen real quick. Dennis Turner, 1 year ago, prophesied over me and said, John the Baptist. Before the stuff took off in the city. Forerunner, make straight paths. Prophesied to me. Now, by the way, he's in a tradition that doesn't really do that. So I had to coach him what was happening. He goes, Sam, I got something in my heart for you. And he's just, so I go, say it, brother, say it. Boom. I go, hey, would you get up and come over here and lay hands on me? Yeah, I'll do that. And then he came over and laid hands on me. I'll tell you, it was one of the most anointed prayer in his office at Eastside. He just starts praying and saying, listen, when he says that to me, I say that to you because I think that's who you are. I think if you're in my spiritual family, that's who you are too. I think we have a forerunner, make straight paths for the Lord kind of a anointing and grace. That means that you're going to get some kickback. They're going to try to cut our head off. You're not going to be popular. You're going to eat stuff that's weird, and you're going to look weird and sound weird. I'm just saying. Don't try to be weird. You already are weird, okay? It's easy. Don't try. Just obey Jesus. But I'm telling you, when he said it, it struck my spirit. I was at dinner with him in the stand and Nancy, the pastors of Eastminster last week, and before we went to South Korea, and Dennis just looked at me again. You're John the Baptist, and he prayed it again over me, and it's like, oh, it's this call on us to make straight paths for everybody. So this is the second one. Don Davis, I may have said this to you, I'm sorry if I did, but Don Davis over at World Impact, or to me, he and I were sitting, and we were giving words to one another, and he said to me this thing. He says, there's a Joshua thing on you. There's a Joshua thing on you and Disciple Nations and all you guys. He goes, I've never seen it really like it is before. Listen, this is not about merit. This is about just God's destiny. He said, you got a Joshua thing. You're from one tribe, but you're for all tribes. He said, many guys are right here looking at their tribe, taking care of it, and it's okay. That's not a negative thing. They're supposed to take care of their tribe. That is not you. You guys, and he's talking to just me, but he's talking to everybody that's with me. He said, you guys are from one tribe, but you're for all tribes to inherit. You want the whole body of Christ to inherit. I want the stinking Methodist in. I want the Baptist in. I want the religious order of this and that. I want them all to inherit. Amen? We're not some remnant-based people. We're going to have this special group. That's happened and been done before. May God take everyone as we go. Amen?
Yes.
And I just want to impart that. This John the Baptist forerunner, may we unpack and figure that out, and may God give us grace to help the whole body inherit. Amen? I already got guys wanting me to do different things with the prayer movement. I'm like, we're staying on the supremacy of Jesus, you know, and we're going to pray. We're going to humble ourselves. That's it. No other agendas. And then the Holy Spirit's going to do some amazing things. I mean, people are trying to announce and want to get on the stage inside the city and outside the city. We're like, just stay off the stage. We're just going to let city elders lead this prayer thing. Amen? Great. I'm done salivating all over you. So let's all stand. What a great night together. Africa and North Korea, and we worshiped. And Source, we love you. Dip in here anytime, and we're going to dip in on you, and we're with you. We got your back. Why don't you grab a hand, grab a little hand next to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we as your family say yes and amen to your destiny over our lives. We are so bankrupt without you, given to pride and arrogance and critical spirit. But Lord, your grace is so, so strong. And even as you've been saying to Amy and I again, you have worked in spite of us, but you long to work with us. You have worked in spite because you're so good. When we're all messy, you work instead of, in spite of that. But you long to work with us so that you get pleasure and it's not as full of mixture. So, Lord, we come and surrender tonight and say, yes and amen. Use us for your glory for all tribes. We love you. We bless you. We want them to know you and not our movement. We want them to know you, Lord, and not our way of thinking. We pray you anoint us to make you known all over the city and the nations. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.